Have you ever noticed people kind of draw a blank when it comes to funerals? Like, we all fall back on these generic goodbyes. What if, and stick with me here, what if there was a way to hit rewind? To really let people know what they mean to us before it's, well, too late.
I see where you're going with this.
That's what we're diving into today. The idea of saying thank you before the curtain falls.
Sounds intriguing already.
We're going deep into the world of seizinso. It's essentially a pre-funeral. And joining us today is Yusuke Wada. He's a fifth-generation funeral director from Japan. Talk about a legacy.
Wow, fifth generation. That's impressive.
And get this, he's also a former engineer. So we're talking tradition meets innovation head-on. Wada is using his, well, unique background to change how we say goodbye.
Now that's a fascinating combination. What I find most interesting about Wada is he isn't just tweaking things here and there. He's tackling those big, universal questions. How do we make the most of our time? How do we connect on a deeper level with those we care about? And in a culture like Japan, where tradition runs deep, his approach is really shaking things up.
So let's break down this whole pre-funeral thing. We're not just talking about picking out hymns and casseroles, right? This is about actually having your own funeral while you're still kicking.
It does have a certain, how should I put it, unconventional ring to it, doesn't it? Especially for those of us in the West, where, let's be honest, death is often the elephant in the room, the one nobody wants to acknowledge is even there.
Totally. It's like, surprise, here's a party celebrating your eventual departure.
Precisely. But what Wada argues, and he lays this out brilliantly on his blog, is that this awkwardness, that's the whole point. By confronting our own mortality, it brings out a level of gratitude, of genuine connection that we might not tap into otherwise.
So it's like ripping off a band-aid, but instead of pain, it's uncomfortable honesty.
In a way, yes. You see, traditional funerals often focus on the grief, the loss after someone is gone. But with seizinso, it flips the script. It's about celebrating a life lived, expressing love, appreciation, all while the person is there to actually hear it. Imagine the impact.
Trying to, but part of me still goes straight to. Isn't this a tad premature, or what if it's just plain weird?
Oh, those are completely valid concerns. And Wada, he gets that. He addresses it head on, actually. He's very clear that pre-funerals aren't this magical fix-all solution. They don't erase the pain of loss, and they don't magically resolve every family squabble. And he's upfront about the fact that even with the seizinso, you're probably still going to have a traditional funeral.
Right, there's not a replacement, more like an extra inning in the game of goodbyes.
Exactly. A powerful add-on to the usual way of doing things. A chance to really talk, express gratitude, maybe even mend some fences. All while you still can.
You know, it makes you think about all those goodbyes we try to cram in at the last minute, in a hospital room, under pressure. What if we could press pause earlier and have those conversations organically on our own terms?
It's a really compelling idea when you think about it, shifting from a sort of reactionary mode to a more mindful, even celebratory approach.
And hear me out, maybe even fun. Because Wada, he uses this phrase funeral designer, which sounds kind of wild at first.
It does, but think about it. We put so much thought into planning weddings, these big celebrations of new beginnings. So why not bring that same energy to, well, the end of a life?
Okay, so instead of the usual hymns, the slideshow, you could have, what, karaoke
Mariachi?
and a whole tech expo dedicated to your favorite gadgets.
Why not? That's Wada's whole point. It should be a reflection of the person, their life. He tells the story about a pre-funeral for this huge baseball fan. They held it in a stadium, everyone wearing team jerseys, even had the mascot come out for, get this, a dance-off.
Okay, see, now that's what I'm talking about. It's not like a party at RSVP yes to,
Yeah.
even if it's, well, about me not being around eventually.
Right. And that's the shift Wada's getting at. Acknowledging death, it doesn't have to be this somber, depressing thing. In fact, he argues that it can actually make us appreciate life more.
Like, once you accept that the clock's ticking, you actually start making the most of your time.
Exactly. And that ties into another key idea Wada brings up, shukatsu. Roughly translates to life-ending activities. But it's more commonly known as end-of-life planning.
So not just the funeral, but everything leading up to it. Wills, healthcare directives, the whole nine yards.
Yes, but Wada takes it even further. He sees shukatsu as this opportunity to shape your legacy. What values do you want to pass on? What mark do you want to leave on the world? It's about, I don't know, taking stock and making conscious choices about how you want to be remembered.
It's like you get to write the final chapter of your story, but you get to workshop it with your friends and family first.
Yeah. And that collaboration, that's the heart of it. It's not just about you. It's about creating a space for those conversations, those real meaningful exchanges.
All right, so say this whole pre-funeral thing's got my attention.
Yeah.
Karaoke, heart-to-hearts, designing my ideal goodbye bash.
Yeah.
Where do I even begin?
Well, Wada, he actually offers some pretty practical advice. On his company's website, jfuneral.com, he says, start with the big questions. What are your values at your core? What do you want people to remember? And how can you start living those things more fully today?
So it's not just a one-off event. It's about, I don't know, using that awareness of your own mortality to actually live more intentionally.
Exactly. And this is where Wada's background as an engineer really shines through. He's actually developing this AI platform to help people navigate these conversations, to document their wishes.
Hold on, AI for end-of-life planning. That's kind of blowing my mind a little. It's both incredibly helpful and also a touch black mirror, all at the same time.
I know, right? But listen, it's not about replacing human connection. It's about giving people a tool to make those conversations a little bit easier. Imagine a digital space where you can lay out your values, upload photos, videos, even write letters to your loved ones to be shared when you're gone.
Wow, like a digital time capsule
Yeah.
filled with all the things that matter most. And maybe it takes some of the pressure off those final moments, knowing you've already said what needed to be said.
That's exactly it. It's about creating a legacy that's truly you.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into pre-funerals, this whole idea of a death-positive culture, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from this?
I think it boils down to this: whether or not pre-funerals become, the next big thing, what Wada is doing, it forces us to rethink our relationship with death, not as the end, but as a part of life. And in doing that, maybe we can all find ways to live a little more authentically, connect a little more deeply, and leave things a little brighter than we found them.
Powerful stuff.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this. If you could design your own farewell, what would it look like? Until next time, keep asking those big questions, keep embracing the unexpected, and as always, keep diving deep.